Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's story is how the results of the election are forcing marketers and advertisers to rethink their appeal to customers and the free customer service approach that you're not using. Well, the presidential election this year is causing some new thinking in the marketing and advertising world. Wall Street Journal reporter Alexandra Bruel says in the wake of Donald Trump's election, with a wave of support from middle American voters, advertisers are rethinking the way they do things like collect data about consumers, recruit staff, and pitch products. Alex, what changes could we see?
What could change is what we see in our ads. Well, not what you and I see, but what people in other parts of the country see, and potentially what you and I see. So what a lot of advertisers found when they started to soul search post-election was that people in the middle of the country don't necessarily define aspirational the same way that you and I here, you know, on the East Coast define aspirational, or, you know, people, you know, in LA define aspirational, you know, meaning we see an ad and there's a scene in New York and there's a lot of glitz and glamour. People in America, people in the middle of America and other parts of America and rural areas specifically want to see something that's a little more relatable. And they might not necessarily define aspirational as what one of one ad exec called the Metro Elite. So there's something that I think advertisers will rethink what they actually create and what people see, you know, when they watch TV, when they, you know, are reading articles online and looking at ads.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal advertising reporter Alexandra Bruel. Her piece is called Advertisers Search for Middle America. I thought there was one CEO made a fascinating point saying there needs to be reflected less of New York and Los Angeles culture and more of Des Moines and Scranton, which could mean, potentially opening offices, say, in areas like that?
Well, you know, absolutely. And his point was that this is not just a problem in the U.S. This is a problem in other parts of the world. And it's a trend. And so, you know, what this ad exec was saying, it's something to think about, you know, on a large global level. And he said that what they had been doing, this is a large agency network. They've got offices all around the world. And they had been moving towards more regional global hubs. So they would have fewer local offices and, you know, larger regional hubs that service, a number of countries. And now, you know, post-election, he's rethinking that. And he's thinking about moving more towards that, you know, local office model and opening more local offices as opposed to moving towards global, fewer regional hubs. So for him, this is more of a global consideration.
Wow. That's really something. Mm-hmm. That's really something. And you said this is global. This is happening elsewhere, not just here in the U.S.?
It's happening. I believe he mentioned the U.K. He compared what's happening here to what's happening in the U.K. with Brexit.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening in China, you know, and people. And again, it's redefining aspirational. Aspirational doesn't necessarily mean big, global, metro, elite. It means, you know, local. It means what resonates, what hits close to home.
Yeah. Would this affect, do you think, potentially all marketers, advertisers, companies who are trying to reach people, or just certain segments?
You know, it's really hard to say right now. And, you know, I think a lot of advertisers are asking themselves that same question. And I don't think that they'll have an answer for a long time. I think what's happening now is this is a period of you know, self-reflection. This is a time to rethink how you know, advertisers go to market, how brands go to market. This isn't necessarily, you know, a time to make blanket statements. So we'll see.
Thanks, Alex. Alexandra Bruel, Wall Street Journal reporter. Coming up next, new thinking about customer service. Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. Or 2000, the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Time now for the best and free customer service strategy you're not using. It's from Carmine Gallo, writing for Forbes.com. He says the small business leaders who are the most successful against their larger competitors ask empowering questions. For example, what is the one thing we can do immediately to encourage customers to return again and again? The strategy he promotes is called Steps of Service. It goes like this. Every employee is trained to walk each and every customer through steps that will ensure an exceptional customer experience. At Apple, the steps are spelled out in the word Apple. A, approach with a warm welcome. P, probe politely to understand the customer's needs. P, again, present a solution for the customer to take home today. L, listen for expressed and unexpressed wishes. And E, end with a fond farewell and an invitation to return. The steps can be adapted depending on the business, but Carmine says steps 1 and 5 must remain. Warm welcome and invitation to return. How a customer feels at the end of an interaction is highly correlated with their likelihood to recommend the business to a friend. Again, Carmine Gallo, writing for Forbes.com. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.